3. Office hours. Listen to a conversation between a student and a professor. Fill in the diagram with the information that you hear.
Hello, Marjorie. Did you come to see how you did on the test? I don't have them graded quite yet, although I'm sure you did quite well.
Thanks, Professor Maxwell, but I actually didn't come to find out about my grade. I have a little problem, and I came by to ask if you could give me some suggestions.
Well, sure. What's the matter?
I want to teach after I graduate, and I am a little concerned because I haven't had any hands-on experience. I also want to learn to plan interesting lessons so that the students can enjoy getting their education. So I was wondering if you have any suggestions on how to get some experience.
Oh, I don't think you need to worry too much. You're an excellent student, and you've shown a lot of promise in all of my classes you've taken. I'm sure you'll be a wonderful teacher.
Still, I'd really like to have the opportunity to try teaching in a controlled setting before I graduate and get a job where I'm expected to run the class. I think it could be really helpful for me to have someone else give me tips and ideas on how to improve.
Well, I suppose that's understandable. I'll tell you what, we may be able to do something next semester. What would you think about doing an independent study course? You could assist me with one of the lower level classes and get some experience.
That would be great. What kind of stuff would it involve? I mean, what would I do exactly?
You'll get to observe how I handle different situations, grade papers, make tests, and assist me in teaching. Then, toward the end of the semester, I'll permit you to teach several classes on your own. You can design the entire lesson and decide what kind of homework the students will have.
The only thing I would be worried about with that kind of independent study course is that I wouldn't have enough time for it. I have a pretty full schedule next semester as it is. I'm taking a full course load and I have to work part-time too. Plus, I'm involved with a couple of volunteer organizations that take up some of my free time.
It does sound like you're busy, but at least consider it. I really think that an independent study course would allow you to try out your teaching skills and learn a lot. I took a course that was very similar when I was an undergraduate, and it proved invaluable. I really depended upon what I had learned when I got my first teaching job.
Well, I'll definitely think about it. I'd really like to. I just don't know if I have enough time, but maybe I can figure out a way to rearrange my schedule or something. Thanks, Professor Maxwell.
You're welcome, Marjorie. I hope you get to do that course. Let me know if you want to set it up.
1. Listen again to part of the conversation, then answer the question.
Did you come to see how you did on the test? I don't have them graded quite yet, although I'm sure you did quite well.
What does the professor mean when he says this?
Although I'm sure you did quite well.
Two. Listen again to part of the conversation, then answer the question.
I really think that an independent study course would allow you to try out your teaching skills and learn a lot. I took a course that was very similar when I was an undergraduate, and it proved invaluable. I really depended upon what I had learned when I got my first teaching job.
What does the professor mean when he says this?
I really depended upon what I had learned when I got my first teaching job.
3. Listen again to part of the conversation, then answer the question.
Well, I'll definitely think about it. I'd really like to. I just don't know if I have enough time.
What does the student mean when she says this?
I'd really like to. I just don't know if I have enough time.